The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect, raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. For many of us who use technology today, making a journey sometimes means pulling up some program on the internet into which you enter your location that you're headed for, the end of the journey. Well, today we pick up the Gospel of Luke, and from now until November 24th, 2019, with few exceptions, we shall make our way as though on a journey with Luke as our guide. We begin the journey this first Sunday by entering the destination. If we don't know where we're going, we're never going to get there. It's as simple as that. This Sunday and next, we shall take a look through the eyes of Luke at where we're going, at how this journey will end. Then the last 2 weeks of this season will explore how it begins, or where it starts, in Nazareth and Bethlehem. So you see, it's all there, where we're going and where we start from. In the course of this year and its journey, the whole of Christ's life and his teachings will pass before us. We will revisit the mysteries of his life, reliving his whole story. And it's a story we've heard many times. And because of that, there's great danger. And the danger is that we will fall asleep like children listening to a familiar nursery rhyme told to them over and over again. But the constant urging of this season is that we stay awake. Because in these days, there are many sleepwalking through life. They have ears but hear not, eyes that do not see. But men and women enlightened by Christ Jesus are people awake, alive, and alert. So the Lord asks us to stay awake as watchful and faithful disciples. This world is in agony and full of suffering, just like Jesus Christ in the garden the night before he died. What he asked of those disciples then, he asks of us today. Awake and watchful, we shall see this story as new and present and alive. We are not playing some old video here. Each celebration of every feast brings back the event in its original clarity and vitality, never growing old, lifeless, or fading away. We're not spectators. We are actors in this great drama. So knowing where we're going and headed into the second coming of Christ, we know by faith what is happening in this world. The earliest followers of Christ believed that the second coming was near and would be preceded by cosmic signs. Now we're not so sure of this. All the false prophets of the end saw a time of gloom and doom. But Jesus spoke of it as a time of liberation and salvation. The world is not headed to catastrophe in spite of what some may think and some may say. God has a plan. God has a goal for this world. And that goal is the coming of God's reign in all its fullness. So what is expected of us is that we live with joy and bear witness to the truth, to justice, to love, and to peace. Every commitment to peace and justice and human rights is a witness to Christ. The way to witness to the truth is to live truthfully. The way to witness to justice is to act justly in all our dealings with others. The way to witness to love is to act lovingly toward others. And the way to witness to peace is to live in peace with them. But when all the world denies the truth and lives a lie, when justice and peace are mocked by the powerful who rule for their own preservation, Jesus said, we should stand erect. Hold up our heads. Hold them high, for in him we have and find the strength to remain steadfast and faithful and sure of what is to come. In this hemisphere now, we're moving into the darkest time of the year. But we know that by the end of this season, the days will grow longer and the darkness of night will give way. In this world today, we are the hope and we're the light. This season gives us a marvelous opportunity to brighten the lives of everyone who lives in darkness, of everyone who's worn and tired, of everyone who's working two or three jobs to make ends meet, living with pain or sickness, and ready to give up. People of God, Church of God, stay awake. Stand up. Hold up your heads. There is a third coming of Christ that Luke will tell us about in the course of his gospel. It's the coming of the Holy Spirit that reveals the presence of God within us and all around us every single day and all night long.